In the middle of a campaign season, a lot of us are looking at our phones or computers or TV screens to find out who has won a particular election. And many media outlets still wait for the Associated Press to call a winner before declaring it for themselves. With me to find out why that's still the case is David Scott, U.S. political editor for the AP. So, David, why does AP still stand tall on declaring election winners?
We're good at it. I think that's the answer as to, you know, why folks wait for us. I mean, one of the things that the AP does is we count the vote. We take in vote from all across the country down at the county level. We put stringers in county election board offices across states or all across the country, and we count the vote. And that's the only way that anyone knows on election night what the returns are, is because the AP is pulling that all together and sending that out to the world. There is no government agency that does that on a national level. There's no federal office of elections that pulls together all the information about who's winning where. It's the AP that does that vote count.
Can you give us a general idea of, for a major election year, like a presidential election year, how many people have you got out there?
On the night of a general election and a presidential year, thousands. You know, thousands of people across the country who are at county election offices counting. You know, they're not actually counting the vote. You know, obviously, you know, state, you know, county election officials, they do the actual tallying. And what we do is we get that information from them and compile it into state and then national totals. And that's what we say when we're counting the vote. But there's thousands of people who are involved in that process, both in at individual county election boards and then in our vote count centers where we, you know, tally all that information together.
How far in advance do you have to plan this? Is one election over and then 2 years later, you know, we better start planning now?
Yeah, it never really ends. You know, we're constant. We have a whole elections research department at the AP that is involved in this all the time. And it's a little bit like you say, when one election ends, we're moving right on to the next one. And there's even some overlap. So we're already planning for elections to come while this one is still underway.
It seems everyone gets something wrong. How do you avoid getting it wrong? Or has there been one that AP got wrong and then you decide we needed to tighten up so we never get it wrong again?
Well, that's the goal, is to never get it wrong. Obviously, the goal is always to be right 100% of the time. We have made mistakes in the past. 2008, for example, we called the state of Missouri for Hillary Clinton during the Democratic primary, and we were wrong, as more vote than we expected came in from St. Louis City with a heavily African-American population. The vote switched, and Barack Obama won that primary. And so after that, we did a lot of research and a lot of sort of postmortem on looking into how we could do better, estimating the vote and other changes that we could make to make sure that we didn't make that mistake again. And so we're constantly looking at ways to make sure that, you know, we are getting all the information that we need to make race calls. And our rate of accuracy is really great. We didn't make any mistakes in the midterm election. We haven't made any so far this year, and I don't expect that we will.
Is there an excitement level in your bureau when you get to make the call, even if you're making many calls in a night? Is there that extra sort of momentum, that extra sort of energy that comes out of making a call?
Oh, no doubt. I mean, it's the most fun part of my job is when we get to make race calls, and I'm, you know, looking forward to this fall. I mean, I will hopefully be the person in our newsroom who gets to press the button on the AP news alert that says who the next president is, and that's an exciting moment to look forward to.
David Scott is U.S. political editor for the AP.